続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
Sarah is from Scotland and she is enjoying life as an exchange student in Japan. She will take part in a Japanese speech contest next month. However, Sarah does not know what to talk about in her speech. She knows that she has to find an interesting topic soon, so tomorrow she will meet with her teacher to discuss it.
Question: What is Sarah's problem? Number 22.
You are listening to Freedom Radio 88. Today, I want to talk about an Italian restaurant called Giovanni that opened last week. Giovanni has a wonderful menu, and the food is great. In fact, I was there last night and had some delicious carbonara pasta. The restaurant is open 24 hours a day, so guests can enjoy Italian food anytime.
Question: What is the radio announcer talking about? Number 23.
Oliver wanted to see a movie with a friend. They both like horror movies, so they decided to see Soul Destroyer. However, Oliver's mother did not allow them to see it because the movie is very violent. Instead, they decided to see the movie Ghost Hunts, which was not violent. Oliver enjoyed it, but he wishes he could have seen Soul Destroyer.
Question: Why did Oliver not see the movie Soul Destroyer? Number 24.
Nicole got a dog, Max, last month. She is happy because when she comes home from school, he is always waiting for her by the door. Nicole enjoys taking him for walks in the park. However, at night, Max barks loudly and wakes her up. Nicole will take him to a dog training lesson so that he can learn to be quiet.
Question: What problem does Nicole have with her dog, Max? Number 25.
There is a plant called the Joshua tree that grows in the Mojave Desert. Joshua trees grow only about 1 to 7 centimeters each year, so they usually take longer to grow than most trees in wet areas. Some Joshua trees take about 60 years to grow to their full size, and they can live for up to 1,000 years.
Question: What is one thing that is special about Joshua trees? Number 26.
Mindy found a clothing store in her town that was looking for new full-time salespeople. Last week, she went for an interview, and it went well. The store wanted her to work there. However, after the interview, Mindy realized that she wants to design and make clothes instead. Now, She is thinking of entering a college to become a designer.
Question. What did Mindy do last week? Number 27.
Rachel wants to learn how to play the guitar. At first, she asked her brother to teach her, but he did not have time. Then, she found a website with information about music teachers. She sent an email to one of them, and she will have her first lesson next week. Tomorrow, she will go to a guitar store and buy one.
Question. How did Rachel find a guitar teacher? Number 28.
Thank you for traveling on the Blackdale Express train. We will arrive at Hayton Station in 5 minutes. This train will only stop at Hayton Station and City Park Station. Passengers who are planning on going to other stations between these stations, please get off at Hayton Station and take a local train.
Question. What is one thing the speaker says about the Blackdale Express train? Number 29.
There is a traditional drink called api blanco in Bolivia, in South America. It is made by cooking corn in sugar, milk, and cinnamon. People can drink it hot or cold, and it is usually served in the morning with special pies. People in Peru drink something similar, but there they call it chicha blanca.
Question. What is one thing that is true about api blanco? Number 30.
Martin will finish college soon and has 2 job offers. One is as a store clerk in his town, but it does not pay much money. The other is as a marketing assistant in another city, which pays well. Martin did not want to move far away from his family and friends, so he has decided to become a store clerk.
Question. Why did Martin decide to become a store clerk?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。